Okay, what's making this sound? If you are guessing rhinos, you are good. It's a mother and baby rhino as they walk together in the wilds of India. We'll explain how meaningful that is because so many rhinos are being killed for their horns. We now have the story of a newborn baby rhino that was orphaned just days ago in the Kasauranga National Park in northeastern India. Vicky Croak covers all things animal for us at Here and Now. Vicky, the suspension is killing me. What happened?
Well, spoiler alert, Robin. It's all good news. I just spoke to the chief vet on the ground who's taking care of this little rhino, a rhino who's still so young, by the way, that his ears look way too big and his thick skin, that kind of rhino skin that looks like armor plates, is actually baggy on him. Anyway, he's alive and well, and he's being bottle-fed round the clock at a wonderful rehabilitation center. It's run by the International Fund for Animal Welfare and the Wildlife Trust of India together. They're just outside Kasauranga, and they're experienced pros. But here's what happened. It's monsoon season in Kasauranga National Park right now, and that's a time when mothers and calves can become separated as they look for higher and drier ground. So this anti-poaching unit comes along, just happens to come along and run right into this baby as he was likely about to drown. He's really tiny for a newborn that's still more than 100 pounds, but just a couple of days old. And he was trying to hold his own in this rushing stream. No mother to be found anywhere. They called in a veterinarian and rescue unit from that IFAW Wildlife Trust Center. They raced over and determined that the baby was severely dehydrated. No one has any idea how long he'd gone without being able to nurse. But otherwise, amazingly, he had no external injuries. Very lucky considering that there are a lot of tigers in this place, really high density of tigers. And the rehab certainly has seen other rhino babies attacked by them. But the rhino looks okay.
Okay, but what happened to mom?
Well, it doesn't appear that she was a victim of poachers. That's something you always have to worry about anywhere there are rhinos. And this park, Kasauranga, isn't immune to that. It's a stronghold of this species of rhino, the Indian rhino, a real concentration of riches. More than 70% of the world's Indian rhinos live here in this one place, something like 2,400. That's out of a total global population, somewhere north of 3,000. I have to say, I'm an animal lover, and I would care about every rhino anyway, even if there were a million of them. But you can see that at places like this especially, every individual rhino counts toward keeping the species going. It's been reported that about a dozen rhinos have been killed for their horns here at Kasauranga just since January, and three rhino poachers were killed by guards in a gunfight in the park in April.
Which shows how serious this is. Gunfights, people being killed. So what is the future? One little one was saved. What's the future for Indian rhinos?
Well, the interesting thing is that in general, they've been making a comeback since the 1970s. That's when their population was down to only about 600. In those earlier days, they were killed for sport hunting and by landowners. But huge conservation efforts have brought up their numbers. Of course, now they're dealing with the surge in poaching, which provides horns to the black market in Asia.
Yeah. Well, but when we think of rhino, we often think of the African rhino.
That's right. But there are actually five surviving species of rhino and 11 subspecies under that. Two of them, white rhinos and black rhinos, live in Africa. Indian rhinos might not get as much press, but they fascinate me. They have one horn, not two like their African counterparts do. But the really striking thing about them is that these are the rhinos with the thick skin that looks like segmented plates of body armor, very different from the smoother look of the African rhinos. Indian rhinos are the second largest of the five species of rhinos. So this little guy we're talking about, he could grow up to be a real tank, 6 feet tall at the shoulder and weighing in at like something like 5,000 pounds.
And when you're talking about just under 3,000 of a certain kind of animal, you see why it's so important to try to preserve them all. So what's the road ahead for the little guy?
Robin, I just had a long talk on the phone with Dr. NVK Ashraf. He's the IFAW Rehab Center's chief veterinarian. And he said the young rhino is drinking formula. He's settled down nicely already, even going for little walks with his so-called foster mothers, who happen to be mostly men. And he weighed in 128 pounds, which is pretty good. Next week, if all goes well, he'll be named. Then he's going to spend a couple of years at the center, protected and probably meeting other orphaned rhinos. And then sometime before he's three, he'll be taken to a kind of halfway house to the wild, big enclosed area, where he can get used to life in the forest. And then after that, several months there, the rescuers, as Dr. Ashraf says, they'll just let him go.
And this brings us back to the beginning of our story, because you say that works.
It does. In fact, you know the sounds of the mother and baby rhino we heard at the beginning? That was a female named Ganga. She and her baby, she's a super success story and really proves that every rhino counts, that every rhino can multiply and become many rhinos. She was also an orphan, found at 4 months old, but she went through that whole rehab and release process. And she had two babies in a shorter stretch of time than most wild rhinos ever
in the wild. In the wild.
That's right. Yeah. She was in the wild, and she had two babies after the birth of one, just like 26 months months after the first, where usually they take 4 years.
Yeah, and she's got, is it a calf that's coming?
She has two calves on the ground already.
Oh, wow. So she will increase those population numbers.
Yes, she will.
And just we have a few seconds here, Vicky. The little guy that was found, this, again, an Indian rhino, those flaps. It's like, what? It's skin? What is it?
It's interesting. If you think about, they have, it looks like body armor. It's very thick skin with folds at the seams. And we've even seen rehabilitators like grab one of those folds, like a grab bar, to lift one
lift
up.
Them up. Well, a good story to end the week. For more on the little rhino and other rhinos that have been rescued at that center in India, we've got a link to pictures and video at hearandnow.org. And we'll also link you to Vicky's blog post. Vicky Croak, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.